When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Jacob Elordi, let's talk about it, our style icon. When did you first encounter him? Do you love him? Do you love him as much as I do?
Can I get clarification?
Yeah.
What's his date of birth?
I think he's my age.
Ah, that's grand.
And I'm younger than you, just...
Yeah, but not that younger.
A bit
and I'm
younger.
Gay, so you take 5
No, off. I don't think that's
it's
how
true.
It works.
And if you're a fag hag like you, you take...
Fuck's sake, 1997. Oh, he's 26. That's still fine, though. 26 and Australian. People, a lot of people forget.
They're a bit mature. Is that
yeah.
Okay. Smash.
Do you love him?
Do I love him? Yeah, I do actually. I think I do. I think I'm in love with him.
You didn't watch him in The Kissing Booth though, did you? The Kissing Booth franchise.
No, I've seen him in Saltburn and I've seen him in Euphoria.
You watch Euphoria, yeah.
Yeah, I watched Euphoria
you
as
need, well. I was about to say you need to watch The Kissing Booth film franchise. I'm not sure if you do.
Like,
it's very straight.
Is it?
Yeah. It's no. Very, if I can explain it to you, I'm pretty sure it's based on, yeah, based on novels written by Beth Rieckels. It's about this girl, Elle, who's played by, what is her name? Joey King. Played by Joey King. And the complications that arise when she begins dating her best friend's older brother.
And is he the older brother?
He's the friend. But he's like such a bad,
oh, okay.
When I say, we actually watched this during COVID, we watched it down, and it was when... You were allowed to kind of travel again. So it was like my first big trip away with the gang of girls at home in Cork.
Yeah.
And we went to this massive house in Clare that you now can't rent out as an Airbnb because they finally sold it. It's so devastating. And when I say it, I screamed, roaring, crying on the couch because we watched it during the day. And I was
really?
Also hungover. When I say I have photos, I might actually, I'll attach them to this post.
But was he in love with the friend then?
He's in love with them. No, because the friend was a boy. You can be gay in movies. But
so the friend who was a boy?
No, sorry. Jacob Elordi's character, whose name I can't remember.
Okay, let's call him Jacob.
Was the brother's friend, and then the sister started dating him, and then there's all these complications because he's a little bit older and blah blah blah.
I wouldn't mind if Jacob Elordi played a gay character.
Yeah. Well, technically he is kind of bi in Saltburn, no? Bi vibes. Can you hear the scratch off my screen because it's so fucking dirty?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. Was he gay in Euphoria or was he just weirded out because dad's a prick?
No, he is gay, but he's closeted.
Okay.
He is so brilliant in that role. I think he's called Nate. It's Nate anyway, but
Nate.
He's like American footballer and he starts texting Hunter Schafer's character.
Yeah.
Whose name I cannot remember.
See,
look,
you know me, I'm shocking with a memory. Like, I watched Euphoria to live in the moment and then I never think about it again.
I avoided Euphoria for so long and I wish I hadn't because it is so brilliant.
You
it's
know the
so
way
good.
It's coming back, right?
Yeah.
But it was postponed or it was put off because of the writer's strike.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like, is he after getting too big for it now?
But
is
that's what he's kind of said. He's like, they hope, he's hoping they shoot it soon because, like, otherwise he's going to be going down there in a... in a Zimmer frame, I think is what he said.
He said they need a Benjamin Button type of
literally, like, thing. Yeah.
And I understand that, like, you know what I mean?
That's the same with all the characters and the same with Stranger Things as well. Like,
they all, it's silly. It's silly, you know what I mean?
It's so silly.
But can I just say as well?
Yeah.
He, so, like, what I love about him, actually, is, like, even when he did Saturday Night Live, he was dressed so casually. Like he just wore that cardigan and stuff. He looked so fucking good. But if I tried to wear that, I'd look like a fucking ham.
Yeah, but okay, I'm going to be honest though. Is he just tall and skinny?
Well, I was just going to go with that and say he
it's
has
a skinny
the
privilege, like.
It's skinny privilege, but he has a handsome face as well, love Fionnuala. Yeah, he's true. A gorgeous boy. He's a lovely person, actually.
He's a lovely person. Do you know him personally?
No, but I wish I did.
Hang on, I'm nearly at the pictures of me crying watching Kissing Booth. What was the other thing I was going to... Did you think he was funny on Saturday Night Live?
Because
this is what we were talking
about. I only watched clips.
Me and Bree were talking about it last week and I was like, I need him to be funny. I was willing it into existence and I was like, I think he could be. I don't know if Saturday Night Live was
that good.
No, that's not necessarily his fault. It's the writers. Like, but
from what I saw...
You loved it?
No.
Okay.
The others made him funny.
Yeah.
But I did see one or two clips with him and Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
And he was way funnier.
Yeah.
And I think it was because it's off the cuff.
Yeah.
Like, if you're an artist and you're, like, creative and you're an actor, like, you're kind of... You're going to have some sort of a sense of humour, typically.
Yeah,
even if it's going to batshit crazy.
I just don't know if he's good at, like, the really scripted...
Well, you see, that's
comedy.
Easy. But I even find myself, like, I'm hilarious.
Oh, I know you think
so. I'm hilarious, but if you ask me to read something, I panic.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.